The New Object and the New Walk. Part 2. The New Walk. Article 6. The World is Against a Holy Walk. We who are saved are to be distinct, as taking side with a rejected Christ, against the world which has crucified him, and marked as men of a heavenly race, blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. This is the great mission of God's children. But to live in this way costs something. It is to be like a single rock in a rapid river. Everything around it is on the move, all tending strongly one way. There is constant pressure, pressure, pressure. But there it stands, amid an endless opposition which would surely sweep it away if it were not a rock. When we learn to take the words of God and practice them and bear testimony to them in our lives, then the storm comes. To belong to a so-called church is easy enough, and to do as others do. To be an honest man and a good citizen brings no persecution. One may be all that and yet go with the current. But to shine as lights in the world for God provokes the world's enmity. Wherever Christ is seen, just so far is he hated. If he is seen in me, I am hated on that account. But if I enjoy a fair reputation, if no one has anything against me as a Christian, what then? If the life of Jesus is not made manifest in my mortal body, Christ is not discoverable in me. The matter stands thus. When once a person has really come to know God, or rather to be known of him, he is drawn upward, by union with Christ on high, from participation in the things of the world system, and it is a fitting question, how can he turn again to the weak and beggarly elements? Now that he has become a son of God, and has life, eternal life, in Christ, and is one with the head revealed to him through the Word, by the Spirit, how can such an one who has come to know God be interested in the world? Were we to see a boy eating bitter, worthless fruit in an orchard, while on the very next tree there were delicious apples, we should judge that he should not know of the good apples. So likewise, if a man is heartily engaged in those things that make up the man system, can he, we ask, can he know God? And this is why the words of God come not as definite orders, thou shalt not vote, thou shalt not be honored in this evil age, thou shalt suffer shame. No, but they are just in such a way that the loving disciple whose selfish heart is broken, and who only wants to know the mind of the Lord, may find out the secret by being more with Christ in order to be more like him, and transformed from this present evil world. Not like the old commands in the Levitical law, thou shalt and thou shalt not, yet plainly there, and easily discerned if the eye is single. This is a wonderful provision, that the heart of love finds no difficulty in discovering the will of God, while the heart that is not sincere can do nothing else than find excuses and invent ways of passing by a distasteful path. A good illustration of this may be found in a family. Here is a loving, dutiful son who learns the ways and mind of his father, and all is very easy and natural for him. But another son, left in the same way, takes ever so many advantages he knows or might know. But since he cares only to please himself, he can say, I didn't know. You never said I shouldn't do so and so, or that I should not go to this place. To conclude, you must needs be in contact with the world system to some degree. But this contact is never to be one of fellowship. What concord can there be between Christ and Belial? I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Jesus, who was not of this world, suffered and was straitened. The loneliness and tribulation were real to him, and they will be real to us, just as we follow in his steps. Are not too many of us taking a comfort and satisfaction and enjoying a home feeling that is entirely unwanted under this godless world system? Home here, where Christ is not? We are pilgrims, yea, foreigners, if we be Christ's. Contact with the world there must be while we are in it. But are we not brought into contact at many points where there ought to be none, and would be none if we were bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus? Many are the deceptions wherewith the enemy allures the heart, even of God's children, religious meetings, service, social fellowship, in all of which the flesh can participate, are substituted for living by faith in the Son of God. The godly of old, whose report has come down to us that they pleased God, were despised. The offscouring of all things, even unto this day, having their conversation in the heavens. In contrast with them, we are honorable. We live too much according to the world system to be brought into conflict with it, and the result is we are disloyal as subjects of Christ, and we escape the cross and its reproach. The word stands unalterable, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. There is a narrow way. May we be of the few who find it. We carry our passports with us. We are sealed by the Holy Ghost and are only waiting for the shout to be caught up into the air to meet our Lord and be forever with Him. What a blessed hope! How real will be our strangership in this world if it burns brightly in our hearts. Excerpt from the article, What the World Is and How a Christian Can Live in It, pages 17 to 23.